You're talking to someone who is not a Christian, and they're asking, how do I become a Christian? And you think about it for a moment. Ah, I'll just quote them a Bible verse. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Oh, thank you very much. Not. No, that's not a message for an unbeliever. Is it not true, Pastor, that if someone confesses with their mouth and believes in their heart, then they will be saved? Yes, that's true. Then why don't you tell them that? Well, let me give you an example of how speaking that way can sometimes be ridiculous. My son comes to me, he's 5 years old, he wants a new bike. And I look at him and say, well, Luther, no problem. If you just get a job at General Motors, go on the assembly line and work for 1 week, you will be paid sufficient money to buy that bike. Now, am I telling an untruth? No, not at all. But is it possible for a 5-year-old to get a job at General Motors? In fact, right now, 25-year-olds can't get jobs at General Motors. They're laying off so many people. But it's not possible because it's against the law. And there are laws in the Scripture. We talked about one a few weeks ago. And we're going to talk about this law. Confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the subject of our attention on this Monday, August the 4th. Law and Gospel here on AM 850 KFUO, Inspirational Christian Radio. And we're anxious to kind of look at this passage, which some churches will be using as part of their readings this coming Sunday. But if yours isn't, it's still a well-worth topic. Because so much of the Bible is misunderstood when people do not use the proper distinctions between law and gospel. This is a call-in program. Buzz is ready to take your calls at 505-7850. That's in the St. Louis area. 505-7850. And then toll-free, 1-800-730-2727. That's outside the St. Louis area, 1-800-730-2727. And our in-studio email, of course, is lawgospel@kfuo.org. That's lawgospel@kfuo.org. Well, let's take a look at this right now. I was talking about there are certain laws in the Scripture, principles. In Romans, it talks about that the law of sin and death is overcome by the law of the Spirit of life. And when we looked at that some time ago, we understood what the law of sin and death is. It's a pretty simple law. If you sin, you die. And when we took a look at that, we recognized that the death that you will die is not one of physical death, but spiritual death, separation from God. And we saw that happen to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Gethsemane. The good news, of course, is that God is just in the sense that he fulfilled that law for you and me by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to take that death upon himself on the cross. And that's really what happened at the cross. Your sins were not taken away in the sense that you no longer sin. Just look in a mirror. What was taken away was the curse of the law. In the day that you sin, you shall surely die. Jesus was your substitute. He stood for you in taking upon himself the punishment that you and I should deserve, so that all who trust in Jesus now for salvation receive the benefits of that death on the cross, namely the taking away of the curse of the law. See, that's a law orientation. What I mean by that is a principle of life from God's point of view. The law of sin and death, which was in the day that you sin, you shall surely die, that has been abrogated by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Through faith in Him, God no longer holds you accountable for your sins. That's the bottom line of the Christian message, found in no other religion in the world. I mean, no other religion even comes close to this. Oh, they may talk about forgiveness, but that's only because there's no assurance of forgiveness. It's just kind of a strange God who doesn't expect perfection. And who wants to have a God like that, where He's not expecting a perfect world? I mean, it was a perfect world when it was created, but mankind's fall into sin resulted in corruption throughout all of the creation. But we really might have a problem with this, because I do believe that many Christians really believe that this is a message for unbelievers. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. The only reason this cannot be for unbelievers is the Bible does not permit an unbeliever to hear and act on these words. The Bible does not permit? What are you talking about? You see, these are words that tell a fact. There are two ways to look at this passage. You can either look at it as a commandment that we are to obey in order to be saved, or you can look at it as a promise that God makes. Now, maybe you still don't understand what I'm speaking of, but where did I come up with those two options? Well, it's a long gospel distinction. When you live under the law, these passages are to be taken as commandments, which you need to obey in order to get right with God. When you live under the gospel, passages like this are to be taken as promises from God, and they are not directed to unbelievers. Not directed to unbelievers? How can you say that a passage in the Bible should not be directed to unbelievers? Well, the fact of the matter is,